Yes, I. This time we'll link up with the Jesus Youth. Bring in for the first time on the pull-up, Jaron Nurse.
Good Jaron, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Can't apologize for that, not in a time. Jesus Christ, like my first aid kit. Him give me the blaster when my fall and the bandage when me trip. All when the backslide and slip. Jesus and the spiritual rope make me take the tight grip. Cause I know that this world could be toxic, but Jesus Christ like my daily antibiotic. And when things looking tough and I'm losing hope, Jesus Christ I'm a spiritual antidote. Him are the best medicine cabinet. I'm serving Jesus and him never fail me yet. Him like me smelling salt and him getting me upset. I'm serving Jesus and I got no regret. So this message of Jesus I can keep to myself. It's not the medicine that we can keep on a shelf. I think I need to share him with the world. Share him with someone else. Make me just tell somebody about Jesus. But that's the what this world need to know about when you tell somebody about Jesus. And that's the reason why things go how we go. Tell somebody about Jesus. Oh, I did it, boy, boy, boy. Tell somebody about Jesus. You're this, yeah.
Let me tell you something, yeah? We have to deal with them. We have to deal with them. All those who breaking in law, gunman, everything. If you have information, come to me. Hey, who you going? You're not in life, right? You're not in life. Yeah. So how did you get this guy in here? Tell me.
I'm going live. Listen to this.
What is this? What is this? What is this? The greatest story ever told. What is this about? Tell me.
It's about Jesus. Yeah. Listen, Trinidad and Tobago. It's not alleged. It's a fact that Jesus Christ is coming soon. And this is your boy here. With your boy here. Telling you, hey, look out. It's wetting when he coming. Jesus coming back.
You're spreading the word now. You're spreading the word. Director, let's take a fast break. When we come back, we'll continue. Support the guy. He's a good guy.
How could I keep him to myself and stay quiet? Jesus keep my calm and when people outside riot. Just want to encourage you, a Jesus in your diet. Give Jesus a try and for sure you'll be inspired. Because I used to walk in sin but Jesus purged it. And of that sinful lifestyle now me get allergic. Be careful of the devil anesthetic. Cause you might fall asleep and not notice. Make me just tell somebody about Jesus. I want the world to know. Tell somebody about Jesus. Really want them now. Tell somebody about Jesus. Me why you know, me why you know, me why you know, yeah. Tell somebody about Jesus. Oh, why did it, why, why, why?
Tell somebody
about my Jesus.
Tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody. that's why.
Tell somebody.
In the bus, in the taxi, on a plane, another country. Whether hospital, school, or the grocery, the word of God where we preach is for everybody. Not just the church, or we family, but then we hurt, and then we angry. From the youngster to the one with stage for cancer, Jesus could heal and he'll deliver. Why? The word of God where we preach is for everybody. The word of God where we preach is for everybody.
Got him away.
Black Marcos teaching, prophecy revealing. Fight a meditation, this a message reaching.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Love and righteousness all the way.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Marcus Garvey, words we obey.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Love and righteousness all the way.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Emmanuel, words we obey.
Hear the words of my father.
Shouting out to my brother.
Shouting out to my sister.
But we must get back together.
Too much violence and crime.
Fighting for world.
Love and righteousness all the way.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Emmanuel, words we obey.
Never let me out, Jah.
Guide me along the way, yeah.
Because I see the first leader
leading the children astray, yeah.
In the spirit of times, all the seas be aside. Stop and crack your blind. What is that gonna take to mankind? Open up your eyes and realize.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Love and righteousness all the way.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Marcus Garvey, words we obey.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Love and righteousness all the way.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Emmanuel, words we obey.
Bowler, what in the dark must be in the open. And all the truth must be revealed, yeah. What in the dark must be in the open. And all the truth must be revealed, yeah. What in the dark must come to light. Might can never ever be tried. Righteousness they try to fight. Fittest of the fittest shall survive.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Love and righteousness all the way.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Marcus Garvey, words we obey.
Rastafari rule, this is what he say.
Love and righteousness all the way.
Rastafari
rule, this is what he say.
Emmanuel, words we obey, yeah.
Come to give you more again, yeah.
be somebody else. Oh yeah, there's a price for every choice. Yeah, think again, my brother. Every day is a second chance. We got to love each other. You can see my clothes. Yeah, you can see my. An epiphany, I know you get me. We all made mistakes. Oh yeah. Sometimes I don't wanna see where you wanna be, and I hope you let me, 'cause that's all it takes. There's a price for every choice. Yeah, think again, my brother. Every day is a second chance. We got to love each other. You can see my clothes.
You can see my clothes.
But you can see my soul.
You can see my soul.
Plenty who is made of sin. Cast it for soul. Who feels it knows. Better for my goal.
Survives all my own. lips, sending me home with a kiss.
The people them been locking reggae beat. This and no trapping. All who feel like them a chopping, really sleeping and them napping while me flying round the world. Think man a genie like Aladdin, and for water down the message just be streaming. I'm not having people in a foreign say them not get no good music. So me go on in at the boot and then record like man a Cupid. Hit the target when me shoot it. It no hard to execute this lyrics. God me don't tell it for watch me prove it.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Wave the banner from you, know your soul clean.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Roots reggae music up in your bloodstream.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Every corner, every lane, every scheme.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Yes, so nothing know where we mean. Hear me now. Three colors run the four corners of the earth, the five oceans, seven seas, seven wonders of the world. Jah bust the seven seals and sound the trumpets. Have you heard of 1892, the 7 month, the 23rd? Unto us a son was given, unto us a child was birthed. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, I listen, I see, I the first. Some of them are weird, the colors, and them now do them research. Go sing along just like we rehearsed.
Red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green.
Wave the banner from you, know your soul clean.
Red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green.
Roots reggae music up in your bloodstream.
Red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green.
Every corner, every lane, every scheme.
Red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green.
Yes, enough you know what me mean. Lock off Babylon, them heartbeat. When the Rasta start speak, enough of them a blaspheme and a make a dark scene. Until we walk in with the red, gold and green, and every man turning a king, every woman turn queen. The red of it, the shedding up, the blood will set you free. The gold stand for justice and equality. The green is for abundance and fertility, and the lion stand for sovereignty.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Wave the banner from you, know your soul clean.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Roots reggae music up in your bloodstream.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Every corner, every lane, every scheme.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Yes, so nothing know where we mean.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Wave the banner from you, know your soul clean.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Reggae music up in your bloodstream.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Every corner, every lane, every scheme.
Red, gold and green, red, gold and green.
Yes, so nothing know where we mean.
This one is for all the fathers on Father's Day.
Come on.
tough even when time get rough. I have my father every day. Real loyalty come from royalty. That's the man who raised me. Teach me right from wrong. All grown up real strong. Time for bigger Father's Day. You teach me everything from a little and a grow. You set I make the trend where everybody.
My heart goes boom. Nobody don't know, no, go when we leave from here?
We'll be right back. of communication. Through times of sorrow and celebration.
Celebration, yeah.
Try, yeah. me get my words right and then approach you. Woman, I'll treat you like a man is supposed to. You'll never have to cry, no. I know everyone can relate to when they find a special someone. And she's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind, no. The way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen. She's a queen. Ooh, ooh. What a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I need her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind until the night that I seen her eyes. So supreme, I can see it in her eyes, the way she smiles. Hey, yes, I and I know the king and queen crown, see I'm tired, so I never leave your side. Just stick with me through the trial times. Oh, and she says she no mine. Alright, I know good man is hard to find. And she can't about that giant line. That's why she has no ties at this time. Yeah. I know many men are trying, but she needs to be more than wine and dime. Because she's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. So divine, no. The way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen, so supreme. Ooh, ooh, what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen, so supreme, yeah. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind. No, no, the way she moved to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen, my Nubian queen. Ooh. Hey,
we got it going on. Hey, we got it going on.
Oh, I'm still alive.
Why did Queen Elizabeth ask the Archbishop of Canterbury to give her a push at her coronation? How did the monarch become a Bond girl?
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
And what hilarious hidden talent has she used to entertain guests?
Isn't it good, yes.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Joy and you're watching Ossa. I hope you've been practicing your curtsies because we're meeting up with the Queen. Okay, maybe the real queen isn't as comfortable shaking her booty as this deepfake is, but she's been known to let her hair down in other ways. The coronation was just the start of the comedy.
There are some disadvantages to crowns, but otherwise, they're quite important things.
At her coronation in 1953, Elizabeth revealed herself to be the queen of a different kind, comedy. The ceremony required the future queen to wear ceremonial robes that weighed a ton. And though she'd practiced the entire ceremony beforehand at Westminster Abbey, she realized on the day that the carpets had been installed incorrectly. The fibers were all facing the wrong way. This caused some crazy friction between her robes and the floor, making walking pretty difficult. Instead of losing her cool, she simply asked for a little help from the Archbishop of Canterbury, but not in the way you might imagine. According to reports from the time, Elizabeth quietly leaned over and instructed the Archbishop to give her a push and help her on her way. Once she was officially queen, Elizabeth refused to let her sparkle be dulled and never missed a chance for a witty one-liner or a laugh, even while she was being interviewed. Don't believe me? This was her response when asked if she kept a diary.
It's quite small.
But you write it in your own hand.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think that's totally important.
Well, I can't write any other way.
In fact, the Queen often had a hard time keeping a straight face at many official events. For example, in the 1980s, at a diplomatic reception at the palace, the then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was feeling poorly and had to sit down before she fainted. When the Queen noticed this, she turned to one of her ladies-in-waiting and remarked, "Oh, look, she's keeled over again." Also, in the 80s, while touring New Zealand, the Queen was attacked by protesters throwing eggs at her. When she was asked about this a few days later, she was totally unfazed and said, "I myself prefer my New Zealand eggs for breakfast." What a legend! When politics is an excuse to poke fun. It seems as though being the Queen of England has given Elizabeth some comedic confidence, because she is not afraid to poke fun at herself or other world leaders. In 2007, during a visit to the White House, the Queen was stunned to hear President George W. Bush mention that she helped Americans celebrate their bicentennial in 1776 instead of in 1996. Even though he immediately apologized and corrected himself, the Queen teased him during a dinner later that week, when she started her speech by saying, "I wondered whether I should start this toast by saying, when I was here in 1776... Never mind a toast. That's a roast. And speaking of American presidents, they seem to be one of the Queen's favorite targets.
Sounds like President Trump. President Obama.
Oh, I bet Trump didn't see that one coming. During a dinner in 2015, the Queen was introduced by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who recounted her long and successful 63-year reign. When it came her time to speak, she opened by commenting on his speech.
"Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister of Canada, for making me feel so old."
But that doesn't mean she has a problem with aging. On the contrary, she regularly uses references to her age as an icebreaker.
"Are you well?"
"Thank you very much. I'm still alive."
And while she has certainly had a long career, the Queen has revealed that it has a major downside, the crown.
"You have to keep your head very still."
"Yes. And you can't look down to read the speech. You have to take the speech up. Because if you did, your neck would break, or it'd fall off."
But then again, not everyone is impressed by titles and crowns. Just ask the Queen's dogs.
"You're not supposed to do that. I'm not here. Go away. I'm not here. Go and do your stuff."
Also, it turns out that ponies don't care about royal titles either. I guess it's true. You can't impress everyone. Keeping it in the family. One of the most frustrating things about the royals is that they're a family and a business, and that's the main reason that they're always on their best behavior. But sometimes the line between family and duty becomes a little blurry.
"Your Majesty, Mummy."
Thankfully for us, the Queen's family also likes to poke fun at the dual roles of the royal family. In 2005, Prince Philip attempted to prank the Queen by dressing up as one of Buckingham Palace's guards, but the Queen spotted him right away and could not keep a straight face while walking past her husband. It took several years, but Elizabeth managed to return the favor in 2019, when the couple were celebrating their 72nd wedding anniversary. During a public engagement, the monarch pretended to have forgotten the date, giving Philip a sneaky look before loudly asking the event organizer, "What's the date?" and laughing.
The Duke has the solution.
Starflift.
With the few times she's made us laugh while speaking in an official capacity, we can only imagine what the Queen is really like away from the limelight. Thankfully, we have a clue. Prince Harry once admitted that the Queen and the rest of his family are pretty funny, explaining, "My family is the same as any other family when it comes to humor behind closed doors." In fact, the prince and his grandmother have a special relationship, and he even managed to get her on board for a hilarious promo for his 2016 Invictus Games.
"Message? Yeah, from Michelle.
Remember when you told us to bring it at the Invictus Games?
Careful what you wish for.
Oh, really? Please.
But Harry is also behind one of the most surprising things about the Queen, her love of joke gifts. Apparently, the monarch encourages the family to get each other gag gifts instead of traditional Christmas presents, and one of her favourite gifts to date was a singing hamster she received from Meghan Markle. Bringing comedy to cultural affairs. One of the more fun aspects of royal life is probably the fact that you get to attend and host all kinds of cultural events. In fact, the Queen attends the Royal Variety Performance every year, an event that showcases the best music talent across the world in order to raise funds for charity. While she's a fan of music, Elizabeth has a very specific taste in music. And that doesn't include the Everly Brothers. In 1960, when the musical duo performed their hit called Caddy's Clown, the Queen was asked what she thought. Her response? They sound like two cats being strangled. But that's nothing. She'd never even heard of Eric Clapton. When she met the musician at a Buckingham Palace event in 2005, she asked him, "Have you been playing a long time?" Thankfully, he wasn't put out by her ignorance and confirmed, "Oh, it must be 45 years now." Can you believe there's more? The Queen of England didn't recognize the Queen of Pop. Did you notice her mouthing the word "who" when Elizabeth met Madonna? She had no idea who the singer was and had to ask for clarity. At least Madonna didn't mind, if that smile is anything to go by. She may have a somewhat dated taste in music, but when it comes to fine arts, Elizabeth is in her element. But she does still draw the line at nudity. In the 1990s, she attended an exhibition by the famous painter Lucian Freud, featuring several lounging naked ladies. However, the monarch was careful not to have her picture taken and told her aides that under no circumstances was she to be photographed between a pair of those great thighs. When one of the press who heard this remark asked her if she'd ever had her portrait painted by the artist, she smiled and replied, "Yes, but not like that." In fact, her painting looked like this. And just as she knows how best to pose for a portrait, she also knows how to put her best foot forward in a photo shoot. So when Vogue photographer Annie Leibovitz tried to direct the Queen during a shoot, it didn't end well.
"I think it will look better without the crown. Less dressy, because the garter robe is so extravagant."
"Less dressy? What do you think this is?"
But in all honesty, the Queen is no stranger to cameras. Her royal duties often require her to film addresses to the nation, but in 2012, she surprised Britons and fans of the royals across the globe by appearing in a totally unexpected role alongside Daniel Craig.
"Mr. Bond, Your Majesty."
That's right, the Queen is also a Bond girl.
"Good evening, Mr. Bond."
And a natural actress. Did you know that she did this scene unscripted and actually improvised, ignoring Mr. Bond? If you look carefully, you'll see her smiling. Apparently, she very nearly ruined the shot by bursting into giggles. She's also proved to be a fan favorite, as her clip with Bond has been viewed over 12 million times. Later, when she used her royal status for the ultimate fan treatment and visited the set of Game of Thrones, she had no problem laying down the law despite not being on the Iron Throne. In fact, as Kit Harington explained, she actually refused to sit in it.
"They asked her, they kept trying to push her to sit down on the throne. And we kept getting told the same thing, which is she's not allowed to sit on other thrones, fictional or otherwise. And then they asked if she wanted to sit on the throne. She said, looks very uncomfortable."
And though she couldn't have her moment on the Iron Throne, she did get to take home a miniature replica, which is pretty darn epic. But not as epic as the Queen's hidden talent. Did you know that the head of the royal family is actually amazing at mimicking and impressions? According to her chaplain, the Queen imitating the Concorde landing is one of the funniest things you could see. And while we really do wish we could see that, it's sadly not possible. Instead, I'll leave you with proof that Queen Elizabeth's antics are genetic. Don't believe me? Then here's Prince Charles proving me right.
Wondering what on earth it's going to say.
Oh, no! You're welcome. For more royal news, check out our other videos, and until next time, stay awesome.
Flimport lives that good for your son and good for your daughter. Follow the man. Why go? Come now. What a valid visit. Hey, this is the visit. You this is the visit of Queen Elizabeth. This I can visit. Hey, this is the visit. Hey, this is the visit of Queen Elizabeth. On the 25th of November 1953, when Queen Elizabeth visited the country. Man and woman and this every pitney. Them to the airport visit this a lady. Hey, people come from town and people come from country. Who seeking hospital man and put them on chalet. The death, they don't be blind, everybody want to see. Them wake up the dead, them from in the cemetery. Poor kitas and ballets, me say them gone up front. While some dreadlocks on the back, them bus a flash them natty. Who appear on the plane stem? No Queen Elizabeth in expensive rack, expensive shoes with crown pan head. Gold ring, gold watch and gold chain round her neck. The woman looks so crystal, like a gold her body met. Every business place, locked down that bed here. Pastors, deacons and every other start prayer. Them want she give we independence. Right away, a man from the crowd step forward and say, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, respect you as mother of our island. And on behalf of myself and every Jamaican, we gladly welcome you to our little island. And although you reside way in England, I'm glad that you remember us down in the Caribbean. And to display our honor and appreciation, we truly hope that you'll be blessed by the Almighty One. Then I hope it is soon and not very long. Will you win grant independence to our little Now let them in the air, let the crowd catch a fire. People start to come from a different corner. Cameraman start to fill the era. Everybody taking the clean picture. Some of them make the picture at them own ledger. One fi put it in them album to remember when Queen Elizabeth the second visit Jamaica. Come now, taking picture, it was a great pleasure. Journalists are taking to put in a gleaner. When I'm calling visit, hey, there's on the visit. Hey, there's on the visit of Queen Elizabeth. Come for me. This on the visit, you this on the visit. Hey, this on the visit, I'm Queen Elizabeth. Come now, the 25th of November 1953, when Queen Elizabeth visited the country. Man and woman, and every pickney, them from the airport visit this a lady. People come from town and people come from country. Who sick in hospital, man, I push them on trolley. The death, the dumb, the blind, everybody want to see. Them wake up the dead, them from in the cemetery. Poor kitas and all them, let them go on them front. While some dreadlocks on our back, them does a flash them natty. Who appear upon the plain set? No Queen Elizabeth in expensive rap, expensive shoes with crown band head. Gold ring, gold watch and gold chain round her neck. The woman looks so cool, like out that gold like body make. Every business place, like down that baby. Pastors, deacons and every other star.